The Act to authorise our purchase of the Oakham Canal Company was assented to on the 27th of July 1846 and empowered us to buy up everything. The canal, the towing paths, the banks, toll houses, wharfs, locks, lands, buildings, premises and works. Within 10 years we will have to abandon the canal and sell everything that's left. The Canal Company continued to run the enterprise until the sale was completed, with dividends as high, I believe, as they have ever been. Yet, on the 29th of October 1847, yesterday, everything finally came under ownership of the Midland Railway Company. I met a man just now, in his 70s, a baker. He told me that he had been one of the original shareholders, and asked me what would happen to it now. I told him the landowners would be given the chance to buy back their land before the rest was parcelled up and sold, that the locks would be demolished and the stonework removed, that buildings would find new purposes or decay and become homes for tramps, that those who had not bought their land back would just wait as derelict stretches of canal merged back into their property, that the canal, finally, would become just a smudge on the landscape. I asked him if it was worth it, his investment.
Of course. This has been the largest commercial undertaking ever conceived by local inhabitants. I have been able to feel part of a moment of change, of growth, of optimism. And that is a wonderful thing.
That's the end of the canal for the rest of our walk. But there is still more to see connected to this endeavour. We're going to take a left out of here onto Oakfield. So in the opposite direction to the way we came. At the bottom, you'll take a right onto Foxfield Way, then left onto Springfield Way, where ahead of you, a footpath at the junction of Greenfield Road will take you down to Ashwell Road. It's about a 3-minute walk through all these houses. And when you've reached Ashwell Road, then go to the next track. Come on. The sale of the canal provided rich pickings for lawyers, whilst the many different employees lost their jobs. Clerks and wharfingers, lockkeepers and lengthsmen. Most of the shareholders, who were bought out in the end, were still local people. The grocers and drapers, alongside the earls and baronets, all receiving a payment of £44.35 on each of their original shares. On the 1st of May 1848, the stretch of the new railway line from Melton Mowbray to Oakham was opened. Nobody I've spoken to knows where the navvies stayed when they worked here. But maybe it was in these fields that all of these streets are named after. Maybe some of these houses are sitting right on top of what used to be their wooden shacks. Maybe if we were to go back in time, over 200 years ago, we would see the navvies coming back from work covered in mud and clay, or sitting out on these lawns around campfires, telling of their plans to head over to America, to dig the canals there when their work here was done, and make their lives anew. I wonder what they would think if they could see what these fields have turned into, what Oakham has become. See you in a minute or two when you get to the junction with Ashwell Road.